We'll now move on to the coaches portion of our call. First up from The Ohio State University is Nadine Muzzarell. Coach, you on the line with us?
Sure am. How are you?
Doing fantastic. We'll let you start off here with some opening comments and then take some questions. So the floor is yours.
Well, I don't know if that's ever a good idea, but thank you. we're very excited here in Columbus to start off a new year. We're very grateful that we are tied for third in the WCHA. I know it's been a while since we've been ranked that high, so that's the goal that we want to continue to strive to be better at each year as our team continues to grow here with our new staff and our new direction. Of course, as we recruit, we like to recruit from a backup, and as everyone is well aware, we have, I think, arguably the best goalie in the country, not just in our league, with Cassidy Sovic. So we look for her to quarterback our team. We have the depth with our defensemen, with not having anyone graduate from last season. And then, of course, adding more depth, not just in talent, but in numbers. We will have more players than we did last year. But, again, bringing in more talent than I think this team has seen in a little while, with quite a few freshmen. We have 9 newcomers to our transfers, one from North Dakota with Charlie Dahlquist and another from Harvard with Grace Darzecki. And then we have 7 freshmen coming in. So we're very excited for the depth that we have, especially with Emma Maltes, who has been on the under-18 Canadian national team for a few years, and then also being invited to camp in August and hoping to make the development team with Team Canada. So we're excited, again, as I said, here in Columbus to get started and to get into official practice Saturday. That's all.
Thank you, Nadine. Any questions
Thank
for
you.
Coach?
Hi, Nadine. Gary Santinello, New York Times. I'm curious whether this being an Olympic year, does that put a little more focus on women's college hockey?
You would hope so. We've, you know, had Olympics every year since 1998 with the start in Nagano. And you would hope that that's going to grow, you know, with the young girls and their interests. I know here in Columbus, that's a focus that we have, is trying to grow the youth game around the area. And with the Blue Jackets being so successful this season and compared to years past, that we're looking to grow the youth game here. But with the Olympics, I know that in the previous Olympics, they had a record crowd watching. So we're hoping that it just continues to explode and have a focus on the NCAA as well, as we are able to illustrate all the success that we've had in the WCHA now on the international stage.
Hi, Nadine. Kelly Schultz, Beaver Radio Network. How are you doing?
Great, thank you. How are you?
Good. Say, I'm looking at the composite schedule for the WCHA, and I notice a lot of teams are hosting the Korean national team. They're also playing exhibition games early on here. Even Wisconsin starts on the 16th of this month. I notice you guys don't start playing actual games until the 29th. Why so late? Did you try to get any non-conference or exhibition games early on?
Actually, we do. We are playing the South Korean team as well on September 26th.
Okay.
So we're excited to host them on campus and have the national team here in Columbus. So we are playing somebody before the regular season starts on the 29th.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any additional questions for Nadine?
Yeah, Nadine, it's Matt Wellens at the Duluth News Tribune. What are your thoughts on the league possibly expanding and that issue in the future as the, you know, farthest east school in the WCHA?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that last part again?
As the far, you know, the team that's farthest out east there in the WCHA, what are your kind of thoughts on expansion and whether it's necessary for the league and what direction you might want to see the league go in the future?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, being a rookie here in Columbus, I don't know if it's necessary. But I do think, you know, it really took a hit for us losing a team such as North Dakota, who was very, very talented. But I know for us in Columbus, we travel regardless usually of where we're going anyways in terms of flights. If it were to expand to a CHA team, that's more in our favor because it's closer to us and most likely a bus trip. So I think Gene Smith will be excited about the budget costs on that one. But in terms of expanding, of course, we would like to expand our conference in the WCHA because we see that the East Coast teams are expanding, and we would like to continue to do that as well, just to grow the game. And as discussed earlier, with the Olympics going strong and our girls in the WCHA on the international stage, it would be really great to continue to have another team in our league to grow the game for the women. I'd be in favor of growing it. I just don't have the answer as to who that should be. The more competition, the better, I see.
Thanks, Nadine.
Sure, thank you.
Nadine, Nicole Hazy from USCHO. Obviously a very different lead into the season for you this year. How has it been sort of finding your footing with the regular lead-in as opposed to the sort of rush that you went through last year?
Well, for one, I get to start practice with my team before just showing up for a game. That will be nice. So I guess if they don't start well, that's my fault. But I'm really excited. Just honestly, the pace for me personally has slowed down after having a year in my pocket to kind of know the lay of the land and a lot of the responsibilities that go on as a head coach. You think it's all hockey, and a lot of it is behind the scenes and getting things prepared for the season. I reorganized my staff this year. I'm very, very excited for who I've hired with Melitza McMillan, a former player at University of Minnesota that I was able to coach for 4 years. She's young and very ambitious and extremely smart with the game of hockey, and I'm really leaned on her since she started in August 1, and she's handled all things that I've thrown at her very well. I'm excited to get her on board here with practice starting on Saturday. And then my other hire that we're very excited about is Peter Elander. A lot of people went after the players, which I think was great, and we went after some as well. But I think I did a great job of getting Peter on board, and his connection with Europe is huge and valuable. And then also with his hockey IQ, I'm very impressed with Peter, one of the more educated hockey IQs I've come across. And so his dry European humor will always be fun to have on the bench in long days at the office. But I think it's just the pace and having things organized, you know, as we're building a culture here and we're changing some things up from years past. I know some people had their feet stuck in cement, but, you know, we have to change with the new staff, and the girls have bought in and are very excited. We have great leadership with our captains, Jules Iafallo and Lauren Spring, and I've leaned heavily on them this summer to have things set and ready to go when school started back in August 22nd. So I think this year already feels a lot better than it did last year, as my hair is not on fire as much anymore, and I have a little bit more of control within my program, and I have a lot of professional experience surrounding me as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else for Nadine?
Thank you,
Matt. You very much, Coach. Best of luck this season.
Thank you.